This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Germany is going away the biggest economy in Europe. It is also, with the possible exception of the UK, the most politically perplexed economy in Europe right now as well. Following elections this past September, Chancellor Angela Merkel has to date been unable to form a new government. Today, though, the left-leaning Social Democrats said they might be willing to talk coalition with Merkel's center-right party. Good news for Merkel, but the delay has been a little anxiety-inducing for the rest of the European Union. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
A new European website has just been launched carrying pro-EU videos like this.
Do you think the European Union is worth it? Or should we end it?
ILoveMy.eu is the brainchild of a Berlin-based internet entrepreneur. Christian Sauer sees the EU as a precious haven of peace and prosperity and believes it needs ever closer political and economic integration. Germany's political deadlock, he says, is a setback.
Definitely, I do think so, yes. It will have an impact. Definitely doesn't help the integration.
Europe. There's no other place like it in the world.
A co-founder of the website, Jürgen Steitz, agrees that Merkel's domestic political difficulty poses a problem for the EU.
Everybody believed her to be very clearly the leader of Europe, and now she has a problem to stay the leader of Europe. So, of course, there's a distraction.
And at a time when another leading voice in Europe is calling for radical action to save the Union.
La seule voix.
The dynamic young French president Emmanuel Macron has proposed much closer cooperation between the member states. To protect the euro and stave off further crises, he suggests the creation of a eurozone finance ministry. But that's widely seen as a call for more German cash, and it's very unpopular in Germany. John Springford of the Center for European Reform says Merkel is even less likely now to respond positively to Macron's plan.
If she doesn't have a stable coalition, and certainly if she has a minority government, which I think is unlikely, but if that did happen, then it would be very difficult for her to give Macron very much at all.
Merkel's political woes could have another intriguing and indirect effect. This has to do with Brexit, which some German politicians say will be a disaster.
It has become obvious that this is a lose-lose situation for both Britain and Europe. And I think it is irresponsible not to try to stop it.
German member of the European Parliament, Hans-Olaf Henkel. He's launched a project to stop Brexit. The plan is for the EU to bend over backwards to persuade the Brits to remain in the bloc, offering them more control over their own affairs. But Merkel is now desperately seeking a coalition with the SPD, a left-leaning party led by Martin Schulz, who's likely to insist on taking a very hard line with the Brits.
Mr. Schulz is an absolute advocate of the United States of Europe. And I think that the arrogance with which the European Commission currently treats Britain especially will get a lot of support by the German government if Schulz has something to say in the coalition.
Merkel's political disarray, therefore, could lead to various negative outcomes for the EU, from paralysis and stagnation to the turmoil of a no-deal Brexit. Perhaps her current weakness confirms that she is indeed the indispensable European. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.